Okay, so the goal of content promotion. Let's go through a few of these. So common misconceptions regarding content promotion. You don't need to promote your content. 2, if you build it, they will come. 3, great content will always get liked and shared on social media. And 4, great content goes viral on its own. The truth about content marketing. So content marketing without promotion is almost destined to fail in today's crowded marketplace. If you build it and promote it, people will get to know about your content and be back for more. So great content promoted on social media, such as fan pages or boosted posts, will get liked and shared extensively. And if you write great posts and aggressively get it in front of your audiences, there's a good chance it can go viral. So there's 2 types of content promotion. You can do direct promotion, which are free and paid traffic directly to your content pieces. And the traffic source can be anything, social media, paid ads, email, whatever you want. The opt-in promotion. This is where you run traffic to your opt-in page to collect email info and then direct your subscribers to your piece of content. Direct promotion ensures 100% of your traffic get to consume your content, where opt-in promotion ensures you build your list, but as a consequence, only a fraction of your traffic is going to consume your content. So, with direct promotion, this is typically used for content that's easy to consume, like, and share, like a blog post, a video, or an infographic. For the opt-in promotion, this is typically used for content that takes longer to consume, long reports, video tutorials, or if it simplifies any process, and this would be more of a template, cheat sheet, mind map, that kind of thing. So for blog posts, this can work better with direct promotion, and it can be used for an opt-in promotion tool as well. Videos usually work well with direct and opt-in promotion, and reports work well with opt-in promotion specifically, and direct promotion usually doesn't work quite as well unless it's right to your email list. With podcasts, it works better with opt-in promotion because then you can build your email list and get them excited to watch the episodes. For infographics, you use direct promotion, and infographics are meant to create buzz and excitement. So cheat sheets, mind maps, templates, they work well in opt-in promotion, and you don't really want to do direct promotion unless it's directly, again, straight to your list, because those people are already shown interest and they're already on your email list.